Started editorium Hanusha Yud Beis Shvat Toshim Pehe Rav Shimon Krauss.
Kanaanara people nowadays travel more often than they used to be. And there's a very common shaila, and also people go on holidays more. It's more cheaper travel. Even if it's more expensive, people still like going. People like getting out a bit. It used to be once every 6 months, but now it's more common. So the shaila is, what bracha do you make on the yam? What bracha do you make on the sea? So it's one of those brachas that if you didn't see the yam for 30 days, you make a bracha. And the shaila is, what bracha? So the Gemara says, Gemara in Brachas Nundalad says, that you make a bracha oisa masav reishis. And it's very interesting. What's the significance of oisa masav reishis? The significance is that this sea, this river, we'll talk about later, was here from Maisa Breishis, was here at the time of creation. And it's been there since the Shat Briyas Olam, from the time of creation. So Lamosha, let's say we're talking about the here in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Chof Ches, talks about, in Sif Beis, it talks about very long rivers. The Gemara itself talks about the four main rivers that were mentioned in Breishis, Chedekel, Gichoin, Pishoin, and Pros. But the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Kehim say it applies to all extremely long rivers, things that you get espalus from. So much of the Amazon, the Nile, the Euphrates, these are very famous long rivers. If you haven't seen it, you make a bracha oisa masav reishis. The shaila is, but if it's been changed by human being, then you don't make it. Because Har Gufa is in the bracha oisa masav reishis incorporates the pshat that this has been since masav reishis, and that's where I'm chapping the spilus from. It's part of the spilus. Therefore, if it's been disturbed by mankind, you don't make a bracha. And if you know for sure it's been disturbed, then zikr, you don't make a bracha. Very often you see it straight, then sheitzach has been made by human beings. Only a human being will make it straight. The Panama Canal is straight. You see, any pictures of canals, you see the mammoth straight. That's been disturbed by mankind, and that you don't make oisa masav reishis. So even if you take a chapis pilus, one of the wonders of mankind is the Panama Canal, but nevertheless you don't make the bracha oisa masav reishis. So only when it's in its natural surah. So also interesting, as the Mishmur brings down the Shad Sian, he talks about Suez, which I think means the Suez Canal. He said, do you make a brach on the Suez Canal? He said, you don't, because Suez Canal is made by mankind. And therefore, even though it's part of the seas between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean, you don't make a brach because it's not there from It's not there from Briyas Olam. So, where you mesupik, I suppose you have to clarify. You mesupik, has mankind been involved in this? You have to clarify, and perhaps you have to be cautious, but if you can be for sure that it's from Briyas Olam, then you make a bracha with some aspirations. The shaila is on the yam. What bracha do you make on the yam, on the sea? So Be'etzem, the sea is the same idea. It's there from Briyas Olam. So you make some aspirations. If you haven't seen the sea for 30 days, make some aspirations. And then there is a Tshuva Sarosh. No, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you make on the Yam HaGadol? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what do you make on the Yam HaGadol? The Yam HaGadol, we'll see later what the Yam HaGadol is. So, the Rabbi Yehuda says, you make the bracha, Oysa HaYam HaGadol. That's the Losh of Shulchan Aruch, the Losh of the Mishnah. Oysa HaYam HaGadol. It's something unique. So, what is this Yam HaGadol? Shulchan Aruch says on every sea you make oisa masav reishis, but on the Yom HaGadol you make oisa Yom HaGadol. So which one is the general sea and which one is Yom HaGadol?
So well?
It's all got to be from oisa reishis.
Yom HaGadol is not oisa masav reishis.
It is.
Why you make the bracha Yom HaGadol?
Oh, we'll come to it. Oh, so now that Reb Chaim's asking, so the Bira Docha explains that Behemoth says, you know, like with food, you have Shakon Yeh B'dvara is a closed stick of broch, includes everything, incorporates everything. Therefore, B'dyevet, you make Shakel on a Hadoma or Eitz, you Yotzer. But if you want to specify it more, you make Hadoma or Eitz. The same thing is looked at by the sea. The Emes is a close to Kabrocha, Oysa, Masa, Reishas. It goes in all the seas, including the Amagodol. Now, Vosch, Rabbi Yehuda wanted that we should specify it more because there's something illustrious about it, something unique about this sea. Therefore, we make a more specific brachas Yom HaGadol. But Enochonami, let's say you said Oysim Atzereishis, but you have it Yizicha bin Yoitza. Yizicha bin Yoitza. That's what the Beir Halacha said. So it's like a more specific bracha because there's something unique about this sea. And the question is, how Gufa, what Rav Chaim is asking the Zoi, as the Tshuva Sarosh, the Beis Yosef brings down the Tshuva Sarosh, and Tshuva Sarosh asks, what is this Yom HaGadol that Yehuda says that you make a special bracha of Oysa HaYom HaGadol? What is this Yom? So, the Chuzerov starts off by saying, Esh is the Mediterranean, because in the Chumash, in the Torah, it says the God of the Mediterranean, and it's going to the, it's right next to Israel, it calls it the Yom HaGadol. So perhaps that is the Yom HaGadol. But in the Maskona, it says no. He said, that doesn't sound right. And Achonam in the Torah called Yom HaGadol because of Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. However, he says, no, he says, seems to be that what it is, that when they made the Kololistika Brocha of Oysa, massive races, included all seas, the big seas, the small seas. So if you're making it, I say, Yom HaGadol, you're making it on something, the biggest sea. The biggest sea. And he said the Lashon is, it's incorporating the biggest sea. It's talking about the biggest sea, the largest sea. So the largest sea is what they call the Yom HaKnuyos, which I think means the Pacific and the Atlantic. It could be Pacific and Atlantic together. Or,
that's what, no, you'll go to Gibraltar and see Mediterranean and Atlantic together.
That's Mediterranean and Atlantic. But the Yom HaKnuyos, well, so what's the Yom HaKnuyos?
I thought it was Atlantic.
Okay, so we'll go with Reb Anthony. As it's Atlantic. Someone told me, it's both, but I also thought it's Atlantic. Yom HaKnuyos, if you see the Atlantic Ocean, which is the biggest of all the oceans, on that you make Oysa HaYom HaGadol.
You see it from the
campaign? Oh, so they bring down, the post can bring down, if you get a spyless, if it's too little and you can't see, don't copy spyless in your own, but if you're near enough and you copy spyless, the fact is, you saw the Adol is a spyless, and you feel it's spyless, then you do say it. So much so you look through a telescope and you see a good vision and it's clear, it's clarity, and you get it spyless, then you do make a bracha. So, it's like in the Shulchan Aruch itself, he goes and says, regarding the Mediterranean, the Shulchan Aruch himself goes like the Habamina of the Tshuva Sarosh. And he said, you're on the Mediterranean, you make Oysa Yom HaGadol. Abba, the Mishnah Berurah goes like the Maskana of Tshuva Sarosh. He goes like the Maskana of Tshuva Sarosh. And he says that no, you make it on the Atlantic Ocean. On the Atlantic Ocean. He says that's the biggest ocean. He says, Roy Vachroinim. When I say he says, he's Machriya. He doesn't say for sure, but it's Machriya. He's leaning to that way. Very often the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say clear cut, black and white. But he's leaning very much that way. The Achra of Roy Vachroinim is that you say it on the Atlantic Ocean. So it seems to be, if one wants to be confident, can rely on the Mishnah Berurah, and on the Atlantic Ocean you make Oysa HaYom HaGadol, and not on the Mediterranean.
Isn't there
any
of saying both?
So we'll come to that. So Devaila, so Rav Anthony is saying a very good thing. So Devaila is like this. One's just playing safe, and he wants to not look for the ways. Going to feed the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that the Achra is the Atlantic, you make Oysa Yom HaGadol, and the Mediterranean, you make the regular Oysa Masa Bereishis. So Rav Anthony is asking, are there any people who are choishes, the Esh is the other Shitta, and each one are choishes the other Shitta, and they're not sure. So it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman, he said, as well, he said, you could make like this, when you see the Mediterranean, you're not sure, is it Oysa Masa Bereishis, is it a Yom HaGadol? And passage, he said, also in the Atlantic as well, could be. The same ideas, I'm not sure. She said, when you see the Mediterranean, it says, so you can say like this, Baruch HaTzor Hashem HaKadim HaLech HaOlam, Oysa Maaseh Vereishis, Yizich HaBin Yotze, if that's the bracha, and B'Toych Dei Divo, you say, Oysa Yom HaGadol. So B'Toych Dei Divo, you're allowed to be Choyzer, and he suggests that. I'm not saying everyone's going with that Malach, But that's a suggestion of the Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach. The Mishmura doesn't bring that down, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he brings that suggestion, what you just said.
The whole thing is a sofe.
Yeah.
You could have Hashanah and Matzah, sofe brother, you said it wrong. First of all, we're not sure which sea. Second of all, I haven't said what I've dropped to you. You might make a mistake.
Oh.
Is it just better to play safe?
Well, what would you say, playing safe?
Playing safe, just always make most of my
separation. Oh.
Come what may.
Or if you see both together at the same time.
Okay, that's a rarity.
I'm not a maven in every sea. I don't know, it could be the Pacific. I don't know.
Yeah, so... So Ruben is asking a very good question, and that's is a very good question. So regarding the person himself, it's very hard to answer you if he's not sure. That the person has to clarify himself. He's not sure. That's not what the poets are talking about. They're talking about where you're sure what the English name of the ocean is. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So if a person wants to play safe. So there's two darkas. One is a person himself doesn't know which ocean it is. That can't be helped. Then I suppose you have to say Oysim Aserations. Because Oysim Aserations is koilal all seas. Like Shakuni Abdvari is koilal all foods. So Oysim Aserations includes all seas. So Enochonami, if you want a mamish place safe, you make Oysim Aserations. But a person who knows is on top of a certain ocean. He knows. So then you've got Nochomol. You've got Nochazach, a sofik of what the poiskim say. So how do you machriah between the poiskim? Who are we to be machriah between the poiskim? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be is very much leaning as that Rav Achronim. He goes even against the Shulchan Aruch. He brings Rav Achronim as machriah that on the Atlantic you make Oysim Aserations. Oysim Yomagadol, and on the Mediterranean you say Oysim Aserations. Now, sorry. Yeah, of course, it's very confusing. Now, but it's always two things you have to remember. When a person himself is confused, that he has to sort himself out. That's not what the poets are talking about. Poets are talking about sad alocha. You know which ocean it is, but now you want to know what the alocha is. So, regarding this person, how are we going to paskin? So, it's taken not so easy to paskin. Because Mishmar himself doesn't always say clear cut, but he gives a givisachra. He pushes one way. It's not for me to say. Who am I to say? He doesn't say black and white, but he's got a certain mahalach. Sometimes he pushes a certain way. So that's not going to rob. But it seems to be that if you rely on the Mishnah Berurah, Rav always said he's the Mishnah Berurah. So if you rely on the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that if you're on the Atlantic and you said Oysa Yom Gadol, you're basically in safe hands. And if you're on the Mediterranean and and you go like Rav Achronim, and you say, Issa Maserachis, you're in safe hands. If you want to really, really be sure, you can do like Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach says. But I'm not sure if everyone really held with that suggestion, Lachatchila, to say a broch, and then take the dip to be Choydan. It's only good for B'diyavu, Lachatchila, to go ahead and do that. So, that seems to be the Malach. But remember, you should always ask a Rav, before you go on your next journey, if it hadn't been within 30 days, but someone hasn't travelled more than, within 30 days, he should ask a Rav what broch he should make. Exactly, should ask a Rav to be machriya. But this is the basic outline. Now, as we go weiter, let's say you're on the aeroplane. We're talking about someone who knows, he knows the geography well, or he asks the stewardess, where are we holding right now? Or he sees on the plane, he can see on the plane. Sometimes it shows you exactly which ocean he's over. So he knows which ocean he's over. So let's say he went, he started off with Oysim Aserations, he went through the English Channel, let's say, he said Oysim Aserations, and then he comes to the Atlantic Ocean. So, but he's on the same journey, he's in the plane, he's on the same journey, does he make the brocha Oysa Yamagadu?
If he can see.
If he sees, and he knows for sure, and he's clarified, does he make Oysa Yamagadu? Oh. So the poskim seem to say that he's lost his aspilus. Because remember, the Yisoid Adaba is Oysim Aserations in the ocean. There's something more specific about this tremendous ocean. But at the end of the day, he's in He's on the same journey. We'll come back to about 30 days. He's on the same journey. Exactly on the same journey. His mamma's on the same plane and he's just carrying on. He hasn't got such a spilus. And the poskim seem to say that he does not make a special bracha now. That it doesn't apply then when he's on the self same journey, when he's already said Oysamas Races, and now he's going to make Oysamagodol, he's lost his pilot. He's on the self same journey. Now, let's say a person has come on a journey and he's come to Eretz Yisrael. And within 30 days, he goes, I'll leave the Canaris out, and we'll go about, and there's other seas, not Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, there's a Black Sea. There's a Caspian Sea, there's the Yam Suf, the Red Sea. These are different seas. And he sees these seas, a bit hard to say, but he sees these seas within 30 days. So I know you're going to say, it's once every 30 days, and he's seeing it within the 30 days, but the halacha is, it's a different sea. It's a different sea. That already is called a different sea. He stopped his journey. It's within 30 days. Enoch Onam is within 30 days, but he's seeing a different yam, a different sea. So the halacha is, he does make a bracha. If he chaps the spilus, he does make a bracha. You see the Caspian Sea, it's a different format than the Mediterranean or the Atlantic. It's a different format. He makes Oysamas Horatius, even within 30 days, because it's a different sea. We'll see an example later by mountains. Even though it's a different sea, he makes Oysamas Horatius, Paladikadach.
What point does he make the bracha? You go to the seaside, and you're standing at the promenade and you're looking at the and he's making a bracha, but it's not an instant, the moment, is it the moment, the second you see it?
Not the moment, but it should be within sorry?
Have you missed the opportunity? You're standing there for 5 minutes.
Rabanti ask good. Like Reuben said, there's never a clear cut. You have to ask Rabbonim for the clear cut answers. But the thing is like this. Shlomo Zalman's got a tremendous chiddush, but I don't know if the oilam go like that. He says even you've gone past the sea, you have the spilus, then you've gone past the sea, you can't see the sea, you still make a broch if it's within the spilus time. I think the general oilam will say, you see the sea, you didn't see it the first minute, it doesn't matter, you're still within your spilus, now you see the sea, and even you went away and you come back to it within the same half an hour, you do basha say, oh, it's a maceration. Once you come to Wales from Manchester, you see the sea and then you stop seeing it and then you see it again. So I suppose within that day, within that half a day, let's say, and then you see the sea, you may oyster master races. Now, what's very interesting is that it's very hard to see the sea, but you see the yam, perhaps better say to see the yam. You see the yam, a different type of yam. You see a different type of yam. Even within 30 days, you make a new bracha, it's a maturation. And mostly by mountains, tremendous mountains. You see Mount Matterhorn, you make a maturation. Within 30 days, you saw Mount Everest. Even within 30 days, it's a different mountain, you make a maturation. It's called the Chiddush. So also by the yam. But however, like we said, if it's on the same plane journey, you've lost your spiders, you don't make. But you've landed in Eretz Yisrael, so you made Oysamas Horatius, you could have made Oysayamagod or Echad, and within 30 days you see another Yam. It could be the Yam Suf, it could be the Caspian Sea, it could be the Black Sea. You make Oysamas Horatius. Klerman, a very interesting Shaila. What's the halacha regarding what we call the Dead Sea? So I'll read out the passage to you. Very good. Rabantin is up. Rabantin Harris this time. Is up good. It says, Kol Eila is stating the Posit Lech Lecha. By the four kings against the five kings, they fought. Where did they fight? Kol Eila Chavre, they all joined together, El Emek Asidim. Emek Asidim means the valley of the fields. So it was dry land. And also, where do you fight? You can only fight on dry land. You can't fight in the sea. Otherwise, it would have said the sea. So, Emek Hasidim. And after them, the apostle said, Hu Yam HaMelech. So how do you clarify the two? How do you put the two together? How does it stem? You've got Emek Hasidim, the valley. A valley of fields. Fields, much more dry land. And then it said, Yam HaMelech. So the first shot in Rashka is that the attacker, when they made war, the four against the five, it was Emek Hasidim. At a later date, it became Yam HaMelech. It was transformed into Yam HaMelech. The water came from somewhere, transformed into Yam HaMelech. So someone asked Rabbi Vosner, Chuvin, Shev Talevi, Chelik Ches, someone asked Rabbi Vosner, what's the halacha regarding the Dead Sea? She says it's taken. It's a sad. Medrashim Chalukim. Even in Rashi itself, it's a two pshatim. But I brought the first pshat. He says, you see from that first pshat that it wasn't there from Briyas Olam. It came later, the Yam HaMelech. She said, because of the Sofer, we don't know the Sofer Brach Lokel. So the Yam HaMelech, it's true, it's a fascinating seer. It's so, it's the lowest point on earth. It's absolutely fascinating. We said Sofer Brach Lokel, and you don't make Oysa Masa races. There's not a bosom.
Why isn't confined to
50
days?
Pardon?
Why isn't confined to Brach?
Oh, the Chazal say that. It's brought in the Mishnah. And they say the din of 30 days. The passage of the Swara is, because you don't get spoilers, you see it continuously. So you have to give a 30-day break, then you get spoilers. Yeah. Oh, Sir Reb Lenny, Mr. Hummel. Efret good. Efret the Gavaldige Kasha. Efret Chazoy. He's asking, the Moshul, a person's got a scent shop, a boysim, Chansa boysim. Sorry?
Perfume shop.
Also, flower shop. It could be a flower shop. Scent, especially, you know, you go in and you smell the scent. So you make a brocha on the reach. Bury minim b'somim, bury atse b'somim, bury isri b'somim, wherever the brocha is pertinent. So the shaila is, if you go into the shop and you go out, and let's say you're going through all the klolim of shinimokim, heschadas, you've been mekayim all that muhuda, and then you go back in, you make a new brocha. Frank with the shaila, why do you make a new brocha? Mishmuru asks your kasha. Why do you make a new brocha? Here by the mountain, by the yam, you don't make a new brocha within 30 days. And here you make a new brocha. And nochash, what? Yeah, well, you also. What was he? So also nochashach is. As another example he brings is the lightning and thunder. So lightning and thunder, you make a brocha. And when it clouds and there's a new storm, you make a new brocha within the same day. Once the clouds have gone away, it's disappeared, and then it's a new storm, you make a new brocha. It can be in the same day. So why do you make a new brocha? So he said, the Mishmur himself asked the Kasha, and he says, regarding scent, a peledik adach, it's not the same scent, it's not the same reach. And you came in 9 o'clock, and then you smell it at 10 o'clock. It's not the same reach. It's a new reach coming out the whole time. It's a new mitzvah. It's a new reach the whole time. We think it's the same reach, but it's not. It's a new reach being produced the whole time. And by the lightning and thunder, it's new lightning and thunder. It's not the same one you saw an hour ago. However, regarding the yam and regarding mountains, it's the same type of halacha, mountains and the yam, magnificent mountains. There is it's the self same yam. The self-same mountain. Therefore, you need 30 days. But therefore, based on that, it's a different yam. And a different mountain, where you have your spiral, it's attacked within 30 days, you make a new bracha.
Has Yam Kineret got dinner by yam?
You see, I think they bring it down.
Find a yam, I mean.
Oh. Look, they say on the Amazon, I don't know if they've actually seen the word Amazon, but they say on long rivers, not just those long rivers that are often mentioned in Breishis, there's four long rivers mentioned in Breishis, but the Pachis can bring, Mishmur brings, that it's all long rivers, you see a long river, a very, very long river, Yechapi Spilus, you make a brocha. So I suppose what's in the Canaries, Yechapi Spilus, a very, very big lake, the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea. There is, that's one. And a very interesting halacha is as follows. Making a brocha on a monkey or an elephant. This is brought similarly to Chavein. The mice, it seems, I don't know what they do. I've never made the statistics. Because Be'emet says, Azoy, it brings, it's brought to similarly to Chavein, at the end of Sivchet, it says, it's a pil v'es a kuf. It's a Gemara. The Gemara brings another animal, ikuf, some kifuf. I'm not sure what it means bats, because bats are also something unique, because they look like human beings, but I'm not sure what it is. It's brought some French word to explain what it is. I'm not exactly sure. It's in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't bring any other animal, he just brings a pil vakuf, the elephant and the monkey. And the Velt Zoch, what's up, because they're quite clever. First of all, a monkey looks a bit like a human being, so you're happy silence. And an elephant apparently have got the nearest seichel to human beings. Very interesting. Don't get insulted, but you got the nearest seichel to human beings, and you make a bracha. And the bracha on this type of thing is stated Siv Yod, the machlokes mechab and the Ramah, and the Ramah said even if you see once every 30 days because you chapis pares nochma. But it seems to be Mishmura said like this. The mechaber said no, you only make it. You don't make it once every 30 days. You make it the first time you see it. You got machlokes mechab and the Ramah. Sorry. But Ezra was a different type of monkey, and you understand monkeys. Actually, it's not good. It's not good. Moshe Gaba Melech, you make a bracha once every 2 days. But Zot Mishura, if it's a different Melech, different type of Tzura Melech, a greater Melech, you make a new bracha, even within 2 days, like the mountains. So Zot Reb Chaim, it's a different type of monkey. Stomach is because, unless you really understand the monkey world, I don't know. But anyway, it seems, I don't think the Olim say it anymore, because first of all, Mishura himself says that what the Ramah says once every 30 days, many Achrayim don't seem to go like that, therefore Sofet Brachos Halakha, if you want to make a bracha, make it without Shem Malchus. So that's it, if you want to make a bracha. And it seems to me that nowadays as well, we've all seen in the zoo, we're already used to it, to seeing elephants and monkeys, so if we haven't seen it for the first time, you don't make a bracha. So Rav Zilberstein, Kedarke Bekoides, he has a very interesting shaila. So probably it was this boy who, perhaps it was the first time he saw an elephant monkey, first time he went to the zoo. And he saw this elephant lying down, and apparently he was sleeping, and he made a bracha. It was an elephant, he made a bracha, it's a master racing. And then they realized this crane comes and takes the elephant. He said, "Why are you taking the elephant?" He says, "It's a dead elephant." Lift the Zokshan Kaddish of the elephant. So it's a dead elephant, and therefore, it's a bit of a... So his shaila was it mechatoz, a bracha batoz? Was that bracha richtig a bracha? And therefore the nafkamin is actually you should make a bracha when he sees the next elephant, because this elephant wasn't a true elephant, it was a dead elephant. So Reb Chaim is asking Yechapis Pilus from any elephants, whether it's dead or alive. Well, I'm not agree with Mivinim and elephants, but Reb Zilberstein brings down from Reb Zilber. Reb Zilber is Osnid Baru, Reb Yom Zilber. He said, a dead is not what the Chazal Masakin. The Chazal Masakin on living. Bemis said to understand that one of the reasons why you make a pill on an elephant is because it's got a bit of seichel. It's got a bit of seichel nearest to human being. When it's dead, it's no seichel. So when it's alive, the Holy Spirit is when it's alive. And that's what the Chazal Masakin on. Therefore, if it's dead, the bracha wasn't chal. So I think Reb Zilber, it could be. I'm bringing this more as a shaila, Shaboy. And it seems to be that he would make a new brocha on, if he sees a live elephant. There's a very interesting raya brought down. Reb Zilberstein brings this raya. It's a famous maestro with the Torah Tamiwa. There was a person who, too short for him, and they didn't remain very long too short for him. They were going broigers, one with the other. And one of them made the shua, I never want to see your face again. So, then this shutev will say Reuben and Levi, and this Levi was nifta. So now Reuben had got charota, now he wants to ask mechila from Levi. So it seems to be he wants to go to Levi after he's nifta and look at his face. Seems to be a Pesach Inyan, look at his face and ask for mechila. So he wants to see his face and ask for mechila, because he feels now he's got charota of the neder he made. So he went and asked, there was a Natsiv, there was a meeting of Gedolim, and he went to ask the Gedolim, they were all sitting together. He chapped around, there were a few Gedolim together, I'll ask the Shaila. There was a Natsiv, another Gedolim, including the Baal Torah Tamima, Reb Baruch Epstein. And he asked the Shaila, I said, I make a neder not to see his face again, not to see him again. But now he's nifta, now he's not living anymore. Does it still apply? Is it called not see him again? Oh, gewaldig. Yes. No. I've got the pasuk here. Yes. So mamish, it's unbelievable. I'm misspoke, because there it said, the way it's related there, it was a meeting of Gedolim, and this one said this one, Al-Data, this one, and they went all to the Hilchus Nadorim. And after that, Reb Baruch Epstein said, it's a Mefurish pasuk. Come to Torah where you hear it all. So he said, the pasuk said, Mishalei, Ki Asher... I mean, when they say, hear it all, they hear it from the Olam here. Kashkar Isem et Mitzrayim Ayoim, what you saw Mitzrayim today, Lois is even the Roisim Oidadolim, you won't see them again. So Pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kashkar, you won't see the Mitzrayim again. You state later, and it says, Shepolter, and the Rashi himself says, Shepolter and Yam Asvas Yam, the Yam spit it up onto the seashore, that they shouldn't have any doubts. And the Medrash says even more that they saw, each one saw the Mitzri that persecuted them. The Mammoth saw specifically the Mitzri that persecuted them. Rashi doesn't say as far as that, but Rashi does say that they saw the Mitzri dead on the seashore. So you see, Baal Tzim Ritzmima said, you see the Araya, that when you say you won't see them, it means while they're living. So Meila Shetzchad, Rav Zilberstein brings that as Nocharaya, as sad, as a dead elephant is Nishkan elephant. And, we'll stop there.
In the morning, is that the clock that crows?
Yeah, not something.
Why do we do that every morning?
Why don't we do what?